comments? Excellent. Move on to minutes for correction or approval from the last meeting, March 15th, 2023.
I'm good.
I'm good.
Now to new business item number one, admin 2023-21, the budget reports for March through May of 2023.
Happy to take any questions off the top if anybody has them. Trying to pull up my sales tax spreadsheet here just to give you a little bit of an idea. My memory, we've been generally in line with budget projections, which was, you know, 2 to 3%. So things have definitely regressed to being more normal. We did have like 1 month of overperformance, would have been like a 9%, somewhere in there, but for the most part it's been in line. So the Christmas ones are reflected, that'd be the 419,000 in whatever column it is on the budget spreadsheet there. I've got a different spreadsheet open. And that is a, let's see, that might be a new record if I remember correctly. It is by about $1,000. It was $7,000 more, so a couple percentage points higher than last Christmas month. So of note too, there's a $399,618 sales tax figure somewhere in there too. That is continuing the trend that we're seeing with consumer sales in Yorkville. Those are November consumer purchases, and so we're seeing a strong run up to the Christmas season too, that's being reflected. So that one is only I think a percentage point ish above the year prior. So things are relatively stable though. All the rest of the revenues are relatively okay. The sales or the income taxes, not going to be reflected in the data here. We continue to, you know, estimate conservatively a couple percentage points year over year growth with no assumption of a special census until like 26 is kind of what we're planning. But the most recent state budget actually had a piece of the pie share for income taxes that go to us slightly increasing based on what the legislation did and then the governor can sign. So I don't think they've released their estimates yet, or have they?
They have not, no.
Okay. So we would anticipate that to tick up a couple percentage points from whatever modest growth projections they had had prior to. So things are still, you know, good and stable.
Got more questions?
Okay. Good.
Preston. Joe?
Nope.
It's not information.
It is, yes.
And new business item number two, admin 2023-22, the treasurer reports for March 2023.
All right, here we go. Beginning fund balance, $27,400,675,000. Year to date revenues through March of $43,750,883. Year to date expenses of $46,576,894. For projected ending fund balance of $24,574,663. For the month ending April 30th, a beginning fund balance of $27,400,675. Year-to-date revenues of $47,502,689. Year-to-date expenses of $50,599,601. excuse me, projected ending fund balance of $24,303,763. And for May revenues, which are year-to-date revenues, are $3,231,650, and May expenses are $2,260,449. Got a lot of practice throughout the years.
A little
bit. Yeah.
guys, we're good with consent on that?
Yep. Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, Rob.
Sure.
All right, new business item. item number three, admin 2023-23, cash statements for December 2022 through March 2023.
This is informational as always. We have the city's cash balances by fund and bank account on the first page, and then our investments comprised mostly of CDs. And we do have some U.S. Treasury securities as well as on the second page. This is just a rehashing of bills on prior bill lists that you've already approved from March 28th going all the way through June 13th, showing invoices that were paid between $5,000 and $25,000. So happy to answer any questions if you have any.
I'm sorry,
was I not supposed to?
No, that's
okay.
No, you're good. And do you want me to read everyone just so you can correct me every time?
Sure.
I was so excited to read. I said $5,000 and $25,000 after both times. It was going for $7,000, but that's good. Excellent. So no questions on 83. Nice and quick, thank you. Information only there. New business item number 5, admin 2023-25. Monthly website reports from March through May of 2023.
This is also an informational item. If you go to the May report, you can see all the data from the months prior. We're in our upward trend for our event season, so we get a lot of hits for all of our Parks and Rec events that are occurring throughout the summer months. Also, our social media presence is on here. We're still moving up. We're not losing any members. So we recently had a meeting just about marketing in general, and still it looks good going forward with Facebook and boosting those posts. We hope to roll out the new website and the new website design prior to the end of the year. So we'll be working towards that and bringing back some images when we have them available to you. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
The only thing I noticed is we tend to increase followers decently per pages, except for Twitter. We keep losing.
Twitter, we keep losing.
Are we getting a kind of diminished return where it's not worth our time?
You know, I don't post a whole lot to Twitter other than closures, you know.
We haven't seen very much engagement on it either.
Yeah, which seems pretty good.
Yeah.
That's the only question I had there when I saw that was the only one.
Down, yeah.
Any other questions? Under the hottest topic of the night, new business item number 6, admin 2023-26, selection of community liaison for the design group.
Run the reminder, this is a non-voting position. It's basically somebody that's supposed to go to the meeting, observe, and then report back to you. As I've said in all the other committees, this does not have to be an elected official. This is a relic basically of a time when we didn't have many staff members, and so the elected officials were taking upon themselves to be more engaged in external agencies' business. And really, at any point, you can say we either don't want to do this at all, because we would expect that if the library board has issues, they would present them to us, or we can send a staff member as needed. Also free to pick and send somebody.
Did you say it doesn't have to be a council member?
Doesn't have to be anybody.
Could be the mayor.
Or could
mayor?
Be.
Yeah. Or Jackie's there.
Could be, yeah.
Jackie's actually on the library board.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no formal structure behind this. So, you know, if everybody does not want to attend the meeting and wants to just occasionally reach out to a library board member or the director and ask them for reports, that would be fine too. So you do not have to appoint if you don't want to.
Because my thought is, I would go if there was an issue, but
right.
So, but maybe there could be some kind of communication where, you know, they say, hey, you know what, we got this issue, and then I would be more willing to go for that meeting. I just every Monday night.
I am in frequent contact with Shelley. We have weekly conversations, if not more. There are a number of issues building related that are going to come up here in the next several months that we're working with them on. So I will say I've probably had more conversation with her now in the past few months than I ever have with any other library director in the past 10 years.
Because I thought Craig said that Jackie was reaching out to him.
Possible. Okay. I know she had to meet a couple times.
Okay. That's not good.
Yeah, I just when I saw Jackie last week, she was like kind of, you know, who's the liaison? So I know that she kind of expects there will be one, but she did it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
She's used to it being kind of the standard. I have no opinions otherwise, honestly. So if you want to select one out of here, fine. If you want to kind of do it ad hoc, if our presence is required.
Yeah.
It's
somebody, you, I don't know how, you, how they you tell us that, but I mean, I'm always willing to listen, so.
Great. I'll let Shelly know.
It's your last chance.
Oh.
Okay. Make sure. Can you go with that?
I think I've done it. What?
Yeah. Can you go with that?
Yeah.
Rusty?
Kind of liking that whole making John do.
Oh, that's better. That would be funny. That would be good.
Should we postpone this to the next meeting so we can break the news?
I would just I think let him know at the council.
Yeah. Yeah. Just put it on the agenda.
Yeah, just put it on the council agenda for John.
Yeah, are we sure?
Yeah,
just put it on the consent agenda.
There you go. Oh, it'd be better.
That would be better.
I'm good with it.
I'm good with it too.
Yeah.
That'll get some
phone calls.
Oh, yeah.
He is so going to regret putting me here.
Well, if it's unanimous, all right, four.
Yep. All right. New business item number 7, item 2023-27, new conduct bioscanning proposal.
Yeah, so you guys had approved a fairly sizable scanning project, which we provided an update the top part of the memo. You know, 400-something boxes, about half the community development, you know, active and historical files. We are wrapping those up. We're actually going to be about $35,000 under budget based on, you know, what we had proposed to do and what was actually done. So that's good news. And so we've got another 400 or so boxes that need to be scanned. So this is residential, commercial, project drawings, some of which you know, we have to retain, some of which we don't have to retain, but we have a need to keep operationally just for a little bit here. But with our new building, we definitely did not want to have, you know, just bulk file storage anywhere in the building if we could avoid it. And so they've already found it very useful, the plans that they have scanned, just accessing those on a computer and then reviewing them on different you know, screens and document readers that we have. So Christy is proposing basically to finish up all the back files and scan all of them for an estimated cost of $144,000 again. And so she's got a proposal basically to pay for it without a budget amendment. So. Utilizing the savings from the first phase of the project, and then a delay of the hiring of the Planner 1 position, which we're actually reviewing the timing of that as it relates to Jason Engberg leaving us. Today was his last day, actually. So we have to figure out when we're going to recruit for his replacement position, so that'll be a little bit of savings there, too. And then also just the Kendall County GIS Consortium with Scott Keppel leaving Kendall County. That'll delay that at minimum by a few months and may change what we want to do long term. So we still have to discuss that internally. So we already have some built-in cost savings just with those two initiatives being deferred. And so we think that we can actually do this entire scanning, get it done with, not have to do a bunch of it this year. And then those are just one-time costs. So, you know, we wouldn't have to do anything the next couple years after that. And then we would have everything done. So the recommendation of the staff is to, you know, approve the scanning quote as shown in the second half of that memo there, utilizing the funding sources that we've outlined.
So is actually Christie actually doing this?
So the way it works is we have piles of boxes in different locations. And Konica Minolta actually rents a truck, box truck, picks them up, you know, a couple hundred at a time or whatever, however many fit. They take them to their facility, scan them, index them, give us access to the electronic files so that we can import them into our own servers and databases, and then the boxes are then returned to us. So Christy is not doing any of the actual scanning, but she is overseeing the management of the project and making sure that, you know, objectives are met and all those other things.
I mean, it's kind of late, but my daughter did this for 2 years, about 10 years ago, for FES Engineering, as Fermilab, and that's all she did was scan engineering documents. And she was a college summer thing, so.
Yep.
And I think they may even still do some of that. They bring in college interns, or, you know, interns for the summer.
Yeah, I know they had looked at that when they did the first phase of it, and at that point, because we were under a time crunch with trying to make sure that the boxes were out of the old building before we moved and trying to get everything positioned for the move, we chose to do this. So. I know that they did the financial analysis, you know, to just compare what the cost would be between that type of a system and this. I don't remember what the savings were off the top of my head, but that was definitely a timing move. And here again, we've already heard it with this company, so the structure's in place, and so we prefer to just carry it out. So.
Yeah, the cool thing was she's now a senior graphic design person at Fermi, so that got her. They went back to her supervisors for the 2 years she was in college, and then when the position opened, that's how she got it.
Yep.
So this actually really played out for her in her case.
Nice.
So it's good that, I mean, now it's probably kind of late for that, but it's just interesting. All right.
Joe,
do you have
anything?
No,
I'm
good. The last time this was on agenda, do you remember if it was consent or was there a discussion?
I do not remember off the top of my head. If I had to guess, it was probably on the regular agenda.
Yeah.
Just given the uniqueness of it.
Yeah. So what do you guys think?
Yeah, probably if you got to explain how it's getting funded.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Good. New business item number 8, admin 2023-28, travel expense authorization for elected officials.
Yep, you're required to vote on your own travel, training, conference budgets. So every year we do 3 conferences, and we approve it for everybody to go, and usually not everybody ends up going, so we usually have a little bit of a savings there. But the 3 again are the IML conference in September, which is in Chicago, the Metro West Drive Down, which is usually in spring in Springfield, and then the ICSC show in Las Vegas for the mayor in general. So those 3 are in there, and then additionally from the show that we just attended last month, there's the true-up of whatever the per diem meal costs were and some other things in there. So it's actually 4 authorizations in 1 year.
Do the cost end of on this?
The IML conference has been relatively stable each year. The hotel costs have gone up. The Springfield drive down, those costs are relatively low in general. We change the programming each year. Some years we go for dinner. Some years it's like order a pizza in type of situation, you know, for the group, like Metro West does it, and then just provides it to whoever attends.
Right.
So that has changed the cost depending on what meals are included and what are on your own. And then ICSC has been relatively stable each year. Flights have been the big thing with that. We used to be able to get it for under $400 out of Las Vegas, and now they're like $600 for 1 year.
That's all I got.
I'm good with the questions.
Okay.
Okay. With that vote, can it go to consent?
It can go to consent if you wanted to.
All right. That's good with that?
Yep.
Perfect. New business item number 9, 2023-29, the consortium termination and approval for a new contract.
Yep. I'll reread the memo in full. There's a lot of good details there just about why we did the consortium, the benefits that it had, and why we wish we could continue it. But long story short, we've been in a partnership with a few North Shore communities, and Oswego was part of it at 1.2 before they backed out, and that's going to dissolve. So we need an authorization basically to allow that to be dissolved so we can divvy up assets and then start to back out bylaws and some other things. So it's actually formed as a, I don't remember which tax-exempt organization it was, it's quasi-governmental. And then the second part of it is just getting a contract in place for actual IT services. So through the consortium, we had a different contract model. It was based on performance standards and response times. And so we were paying a very low base rate for very minimal on-site service and a lot of off-site service, which is actually where the IT field currently is for municipalities and really for private sector too. And moving towards a contract that's more expensive, obviously, but will include some of the special contract costs we've had to incur in previous years under the contract, and then we'll actually get 3 days currently of on-site services. So I know the police are very happy about that. There is a chance that we'll try this for a few months and decide we just want to up it again, in which case we've already gotten a quote from this vendor. Take it from $220,000 to the base contract up to just shy of $300,000. So anytime we're in the $200,000 plus range for any service, we always look at in-housing it. And so that's something we'll monitor here over the next couple of years. So they do ask for a 3-year contract. I feel that's reasonable. For me to be able to mock up an in-house IT service or form a different consortium with like Sugar Grove, where Scott Keppel is, that'll probably take a year of time and discussion, but it is something we'll look at for the next contract value. So InterDev has been good. I don't know if I recapped everybody, but like the move here went incredibly smooth. We had to pay a special contract value basically for all the prep work they did, all the consulting work that they did, the actual move operations. But they warned us that you're moving into a new building, it can be extremely hectic, and our internet service and networking capabilities were probably going to be down for, close to 24 hours and maybe even more than that. And I think they were down for like 4 hours. So I woke up at like 4 a.m. and I had a bunch of emails after they said that it was going to be shut down at midnight. And so that went very smoothly. And then additionally, just they had enough staff here to train everybody on the phone systems, the network systems, just being able to log in. It was a very nice and well-run operation, I thought. So they've been great with cybersecurity and some other things, and so I wanted to just continue with them forward, at least for another contract.
One more thing.
So the only one that I have is say we 3 or 4 months from now, decide to want to revisit it and the process next contract. Is that a completely new 3-year contract, or is it kind of pick up the terms and modify them, if you will?
It would be my intention to ask them to just pick up the terms and modify them. It was the same contract term. Whether or not they agree to that is a different story. You've got to, and they will have some staffing considerations that they'll have to do.
Yeah.
For anybody that doesn't know, getting entry level, even IT help desk type people, they're paying very highly, and the demand is very strong, and there's very few people that are doing it. So it's a great business to be in if you're looking to get a job out of college. And so they've had a lot of turnover with techs and other people. And so they might not be able to say, yes, we can do this for sure, right when we wanted to, just based on their own staffing considerations.
Okay. So to your point there, we don't anticipate that having an adverse cost on us if they're not going to lose staff to it. So.
No, they're committed to providing minimal or, a minimum on-site hours per week. And then there are performance standards in this contract, too, that are much more simple than our IT consortium contract, and if they don't meet them, then we can declare them in breach. So,
okay. Any questions I have? Standard admin agenda for that. This week we need a couple more. Do you have that? These are the new business items. There is no old business. Is there any additional business?
Okay.
All right, and with that, let's go ahead and call the meeting at 6:25.